Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of Holy Communion on this feast of the presentation of Christ in the temple. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
God, who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," has caused his light to shine in our hearts, the light which is knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hymn 193, "In his temple now behold him." Almighty God,
to whom
all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets."
Lord, have mercy on us,
and write these your laws in our hearts. Lord God, mighty God, you are the creator of the world. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, you are the Prince of Peace. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, by your power, the Word was made flesh and came to dwell among us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple, in the substance of our mortal nature, may we be presented to you with pure and clean hearts in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like full of soap. He will sit as refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn from Thanks and Praise, 220, Long the Years of Faithful Waiting. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 22. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon them. This is the gospel of the Lord. God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether it is of the day or of life itself, evening time may be thought of as the time of recollection. To recollect oneself means to gather oneself up into meditation. We have here and now only a moment for this, but that is enough. First, however, the story. It began 40 days ago when the baby was born. The boy who was born to be a light. Or maybe it began when the angel first told Mary of her special calling. Or during the reign of King David. Or when people were slaves in Egypt. Or when our ancestor Abraham set out from his hometown of Ur on the Chaldees to become the father of more than all the stars in the heavens and all the grains of sand on the seashore, to be a blessing to all the peoples of God's creation. Whenever we choose to begin the story, it is fraught with difficulties from the very beginning. Yet Mary and Joseph managed to rise above the uncertainties. They traveled to Jerusalem to face further public embarrassment. It was the custom to dedicate the firstborn to God 40 days after his birth, to offer a sacrifice at the temple to redeem the child. They did so to remind themselves that their child belonged to God. It was a reminder that God has a genuine claim on the best we have to offer. The required sacrifice was a lamb, but those too poor to buy a lamb could offer the lesser sacrifice of birds. The crowds in the temple precincts would know who they were. Bird people were poor people. The consolation may have been that they were not alone. Many people were out of work. The land was occupied by Rome, taxes were high, and the government was unstable. There was resistance to the state of things throughout the land. Common folk had trouble making ends meet. The lines in front of the pigeon sellers, it can be assumed, were probably very long. Mary and Joseph were faithful to the custom of the 40 days, the number of days and nights of the flood, the number of days this child would walk in the wilderness tempted by the devil, the number of years his people had wandered in the wilderness becoming God's people in escaping from Egypt. The offering of these words would be a memorial to all of the firstborn males ordered killed by Pharaoh in that first Holocaust, the one that only Moses survived. The custom of 40 days bound Mary and Joseph to their people and their past, just as this Holy Communion ties us to ours. They had come to make a sacrifice and a commitment, which are really the same thing. Every commitment comes with a cost. Little did they know the offering they were making, not only to God, but for the whole world. Nor were they prepared for the old man they encountered. Simeon had been praying and waiting, hoping and studying, waiting for God to reveal the light of the world. Simeon was an old man waiting to be released, waiting for his people to be released, waiting to see what we all hope to see, but are too busy to remember to look for. A glimpse of the future, a glimpse of the truth, a glimpse of relief and release. Simeon had, we can imagine, like so many of us in this period of lockdown, grown weary. Weary of the Roman occupation, weary of failed policies and programs, weary of the failure of religious and political leaders, weary of being weary. Everything and everyone who had promised life only yielded weariness and death. So he was waiting for death, and waiting to see if God really keeps promises. The old man took the child out of Mary's arms. Imagine that. Who is he? She must have wondered. What is he doing with my child? She must have thought. Suddenly, Simeon became a poet for the ages, announcing for all who cared to listen and hear that the child he held was not Mary's child, but God's very own, a child born to be light, light for all peoples everywhere and throughout all time. Simeon had seen the light. "Can you see it?" he cried out. "Here is the light which will withstand all darkness, any darkness, even death upon a Roman cross." Then, quietly, Simeon handed the child back to his mother, and he is gone, released. God's promise fulfilled. Simeon returns to God as the mother and father look on. Joseph with the birds in his hands. Mary with the child born to be a light. All of the other mothers and fathers gathered in the temple were looking on. Now we are here today, part of that same crowd straining to catch a glimpse of the light, holding the light in our own hands, if only for a moment, as it was for Simeon. A moment will have to be long enough. Today, as we gather online, we are mindful of the darkness that always seems threatening and uninviting. Like Mary and Joseph, we come to remember our past and God's saving actions. We come to renew our commitment to our God and, like Simeon, to catch a glimpse of the light so we can tell others what we have seen, so that we can feel the release, so that, like the boy who was born to be a light, we too can become a light for others. We have now only a moment to catch that glimpse and then live accordingly. We hold the light of the gospel in our hands, a sign of God's Holy Spirit of love, which enlightens us and empowers us to reach out to one another and allow ourselves to be transformed and to reflect the light and life of God beyond the boundaries of our parish or congregation, our church, our community, and even our country. If only for a moment, it is more than enough, far more than enough, to become the light we carry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, we give thanks for the knowledge of our salvation, seen with the eye, not of sight, but of faith. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes. We pray for our linked diocese of Maridi in South Sudan. And in particular, for Bishop Moses Zunjo as he makes pastoral visits to the various deaneries. We remember also the clergy, that they may receive spiritual strength and refreshment, and also the provision of some means of transport, such as bicycles or motorbikes. We pray for John, our Archbishop and Metropolitan, and the other church leaders. Bless them in coordinating a multi-denominational response to the present situation arising from the coronavirus pandemic. Grant them your daily help and build us up in faith and love. Enlighten the church to be a true temple to the glory of Christ and a witness to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, bring the divine light to shine on all nations. Cast out the distrust that separates people of different cultures and backgrounds. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. Also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and the government and the republic. We pray too for the people of Myanmar at this anxious and uncertain time. Give all in positions of responsibility your wisdom in making decisions that affect the lives and futures of others. Through Christ, who took our nature upon him, deliver your people from all evil. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, in our families and friendships, make us a light to lighten the lives of others. Come with the healing fire of your love to cleanse all that is not right in our community, that all may know their true Redeemer. As people feel financial strain during this ongoing period of uncertainty, bring them comfort and peace, reminding them that you are there with them and for them. Provide for them in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, bless and protect the vulnerable ones of our common humanity, the babies, the parents who have few of the world's goods, the aged and infirm, those who are sick in hospital, and in particular, we continue to remember Isaac Harrison. Those who are ill or are recovering from illness at home, as well as all feeling isolated during this period of lockdown. We pray for all who are bereaved and grant them the assurance of your love. In particular, we remember Eileen Codd, following the recent death of both a sister and a brother. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those continually searching for effective treatment for coronavirus. We thank you that vaccines have been found and that vaccination programs are being rolled out. Strengthen all in the front line with your spirit, that through their work, many may be restored to health or prevented from becoming ill. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember and give thanks for Captain Sir Tom Moore and all who have fulfilled their work on earth and entered into rest. Give us grace to follow their example and to be vigilant to the end. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name is called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Hymn 335, Jesus calls us here to meet him. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live with him and he in us.
He opened wide his arms upon the cross,
and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus,
we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying,
you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts,
make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Of Christ, keep you in eternal life. God, for whom we wait. You fulfilled the hopes of Simeon and Anna, who lived to welcome the Messiah. Complete in us your perfect will, that in Christ we may see your salvation, for he is Lord for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Hymn 634, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, amen.
Once again, we thank you for your presence with us at this online service. Our next service will be on Sunday next, which is the Sunday before Lent. It will be a family service at 10 o'clock. The register of vestry persons, that is the register of those eligible to vote and or stand for office at the annual Easter General Vestry meeting, is now open for revision and will continue to be during the month of February, when it will be revised at a special meeting of the vestry on Thursday, the 24th of February. Those who subscribe to church funds and are aged 18 years or over and have not previously registered are entitled to do so and may register by signing the appropriate form. As we are currently in lockdown and we do not have worship taking place in church at the moment, the appropriate form this year will be on the parish website. You are requested to fill it in and return it to the respective secretaries of the select vestries, Colin Hassard in Annahilt, Abby Stanford in Mara Hamlet, preferably by email, please. Thank you.